No, but she knew a lot of shit that she couldn't say because she was trying to stay alive.
Hey, Bert, that's what the big insight for me was when Ayn told me a couple weeks ago that May knew stuff that I didn't know she knew.
Mm.
And so when I heard the Disney thing, I remember May in the 80s being very suspicious of Disney and talking about Nazi connections and stuff.
Yeah.
And now I know that she knew that stuff, knew about the, whatever bad stuff that Disney people were doing was pretty bad, but that she could not talk about it. As Ayn said to me, or maybe it was JW earlier, you could not talk about Disney and pederasty in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get in trouble. That was beyond what people imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Now Maggie's coming into human sacrifice is ancient and never ended. Q sure as shit pointed out. We're not talking about human sacrifice. We're talking about something new, Maggie. That's what we want you to learn. The new point that's being made here. Now maybe Ayn's not telling you what the new point is, but there's a new point, not something that the fucking Bible said or Ophanel said. There's a new factor today. That's what we're trying to get you to realize. And then you might fucking start asking questions and write and make some notes about it instead of waiting around to fit it in what you already fucking heard 2 years ago on some stupid blog.
Bob, you better calm down. You're going to get Dimitri's ass whooped before this is over with. Don't get this started. Go soft. Don't be on me. Dimitri did nothing to deserve this, Dad. God damn it.
Now, look at Kyle brings up Annette Funicello. JW brought up Annette Funicello early today.
Beach blanket bingo. That's right.
Did QAnon talk about what Walt Disney did? What did Walt Disney do? What made him, if he was a pervert, what made him like that?
Well, you got to go to Disneyland to figure that out, Bob. Why would you build a Disneyland, the most perfect place ever, and then walk away from it? Why would you do that?
Right. Something, you said he was removed. Was he conscious of being removed?
They put him in a cage for a while.
Okay. Well, the alienated guy amongst all this was his brother Roy. So Roy saw what was happening.
Correct.
Yeah, Roy, and he was not allowed in. You know, he was not as big as Walt. So he is, his story, I don't know if
he
read books.
He was a Charlie Munger of the party.
Well, that means he
wasn't
knew more.
Disneyland.
He knew, Nick, shut up, Nick. I'm leading this. That if you say Charlie Munger, he knew more than Walt. Because Charlie knows more than Buffett.
Kinda.
So he accepts the image of him as sort of just being a second-hand person like Munger does.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Correct.
Well, Roy is smarter because he didn't get removed. He didn't get screwed up like Walter.
Correct. That's correct. And the same thing with Charlie Munger. When he goes down, they're going to go after the Oracle of Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, The big problem is, how are we going to break all this to Greg Duffel? We work for fucking Disney. I don't think Greg's going to survive this.
We're going to commission it. We're going to see if we can borrow some alien technology and get a laser and start etching all this information on his gravestone so you can get an 8x10 glossy and digitized for... Doesn't he owe you money? Well, sure he owes you money. Doesn't he owe you... No, didn't you buy, you must have bought him a $9 telephone or something. Maybe,
yeah,
I
did.
Know.
Yeah, he owes
anyway,
me money.
So that, that's canonical enough right there. So that's good.
I didn't know. Hey, Bert, that's new information. When Ayn goes on about me complaining that these people who die and they owe money, he's including $9 cell phones.
Well,
everybody owes me at that point.
You do. You do. He has a fit making some fussing about somebody's phone, and he ends up buying them one. It's like, this is crazy. Why don't you buy somebody a damn phone? It's like when you start, y'all missing out. Now, you know he'll pay y'all to listen to this show if you'll just hang around long enough. You gotta hang around, but he'll pay you to listen to the show. He can only afford about 12, 13 people, so that's why we let him slack on the numbers that are showing up live. But, Bob will do that. He don't mind. He's all right.
Look, see, there's always a new guy every show when we produce sort of some new information. We got Chair Cleek. He's got all the goods. A Getaway for Elite, Swapping Families, Disney Islands, Eyes Wide Shut. See, we're watching the human condition. They cannot take in new information without fitting it into their stupid little puny reality.
But Bob, staying with Disneyland, wasn't Alice in Wonderland and Mickey Mouse and all those ridiculous animals a retrieval of something that went on? I mean, Ian mentioned London Bridge
Lewis
and
Carroll.
The song.
See, that's why Ian is emphasizing Lewis Carroll now.
And said, y'all, it's all wrong. You fucked up. You thought you were doing something with Wyndham Lewis. He was the jack-off. You should have left him writing his little fairy tales. You should have went with Lewis Carroll, who nearly knew what was fucking going on.
Lewis Carroll's in Finnegan's hole. Wake, Ion. We know about Lewis Carroll. He's in Finnegan's Wake.
Mm-hmm. So are you,
Bob. So are you. Oh, yeah, I know.
So are you.
I told that dentist back in the New York group. He died 3 weeks
God.
Later.
Oh, my God. The dentist. Yeah, well,
the dentist. Now, meanwhile, we have Matthew Rose claiming he knew all everything, too.
Well, damn. What the fuck are you talking to us for? Why ain't you talking to these motherfuckers? They know everything. Put them on. Let's talk about it. No, we're going
to
fight them.
Too bad any of these fuckers tried to say anything more than 3 minutes worth.
Bob, but you're missing some great revelations and patterns that came out of the wire whisk and the wormhole. So why are you not chatting about that?
What about the wire whisk? Yeah, I heard that part. What did you want to know about it?
Well, I described it as two wire whisks. I saw them put together and to connect between the one wire whisk and the other. And
No, they are always connected at the foot, the bottom of them. There's always two wire whisks. But he says they get flipped, and the other end touch in the new system.
That's what I mean.
What do you mean, that's what you mean? You didn't say it.
No, I did. I tried to explain it.
Yeah, you tried to explain it. You didn't know what you're talking about. I just explained it clearly.
Okay.
It's very simple to say it.
Dimitri, you just need to come on to JW's house. They're going to try to whoop your ass 45. Come on over here, buddy. We got you. We're going to borrow some Qigong from Bertrand. We'll put the whammy on them. We'll put the whammy on them. You know, when
look
got
inside
the,
it. This is the another part of the human people.
Hit him in the head.
Cider. He says, this is the greatest session ever until the next one. Well, how do you know it's going to be a next one, Cider? You going to be able to handle that?
Uh-oh.
Mary fucking Crumma, that's what we got today.
Yeah. Symmetry, new name, Sadis. He's not telling us who the Sadis is, himself, us, you, me. Who's the Sadis, Symmetry? We also included YouTube. Let's see what that is.
Oh, good.
Escape from Tomorrow trailer from 2013, the Disney movie. I'll look at that later. So, Britney Spears and all these poor girls that come out of the Mickey Mouse Club, they are all victims of this scene. Would you agree with that, Ian?
Okay.
No, would you agree with it?
We could.
What would you say is not included in what I'm saying?
The depravity that the parents allowed this to go on with. They knew.
What?
It's kind of like them. It's like them mothers that was letting little kids sleep in the bed with Michael Jackson. By themselves.
Yeah.
You know, how you gonna do that? How you gonna do that? What, in what world do you wake up and go, oh, well, it's just Michael, and they're just in the bed. It's no big deal. Come on now.
Like so that. Are they looking at their kids as means to somehow make some money for them? That's why they
of
let
course,
it ride?
Position. Yeah.
Al's asking, what was the Kennedy connection? Kennedy assassination, I guess, or
rum,
Kennedy the family.
Rum, and rum. They still make money off every bottle of scotch sold in the United States in fucking America.
Yeah, and you said that someone else had the Kennedy curse. Kennedy curse were very nervous about the new things they learned.
So yeah, but you got to be careful because now TikTok says the curse is that none of them die. That Rose has got them by the balls.
Look at symmetry. That shit. What'd you say? Go ahead. Sorry. Missed that last bit.
No, we don't. Well, we'll
yeah, you don't repeat. What did he say, Bert? What did he say?
It's not that urgent.
I didn't hear it, Bob. I didn't hear it. Cause it
was on, people. He's somebody got to hear it. Nick, what did he say?
I didn't hear it, Bob. You were talking.
That is fucking stupid. You guys didn't hear it. You guys are fucked. So look at this. The symmetry is telling us that all rich people are end up in this state. He says people with generational wealth can't even get it up for anything normal by the time they're 40. Gee?
Damn.
They just don't get the newness.
That's like a kick in the head.
The freshness of it all, Bob. The freshness of it all.
Of what? Not about all. Of new information.
Yes. And is there a connection between the Draconian Well and the Osterham Key?
Maybe.
That'll come out in the greatest session ever that we'll never hear.
Never. Yeah. It won't be aired, Bob.
We're dropping the show. We're going to a one-hour show on Monday, controlled by Debbie, the owner.
It's going to be interesting to see how long
and no swearing.
You.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to swear. It's going to be tough for Ion.
But we're going to have an incredible session regarding perfecting the Libesian arts and interests. And we're going to have another section for all erectile dysfunction issues. They'll all be solved. It'll be great.
Look at Cider. Ion's enjoying Bob slagging off his audience.
How do you slag off an audience? I don't know what that means.
Has anything of any consequence going to come out of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, Ion?
Well, it already has. How many people have resigned? How many people have lost life and limb because they're afraid of what might come out?
So a couple weeks ago when those 24 CEOs stepped down, it was connected to the trial?
As well.
As well as
and
that, the alien and that, Bob connection.
And that, and the four 53-foot Landsea containers full of evidence that the FBI took out of all of the drives,
island.
Out of all the houses. And that's the island. It's the house in New Mexico. It's the one in the in the Turks and Caicos. What do you call it? Cacao? Turks and Cacao or Caicos, whatever you call
Turks
it.
Turks and Caicos.
Bobby, say it. Yeah, no, fuck you. Fuck you, you're not getting away with that because you say something else. You say Katawi or Cuckoo.
What are you talking about? I say Turks and Caicos. Matt Shepard
said. Caicos, that's it, Caicos. That's like Geico. That's like Geico. It's not Gecko.
Yeah, Geico.
Yeah,
Geico is a whole cover for the Caicos.
Now he starts talking right all of a sudden now. We call him on his shit. That's the next thing he's going to start remembering things. He's going to start remembering things. Then
you better watch out, people, if I start remembering
shit. Be in trouble. If he starts remembering shit, y'all going to be in trouble because he'll remember how many times you called and how many times you
of course, Symmetry was very well informed of the Turks and Caicos. He says private jets down to down to Turks and Caicos, Chris caseload.
But anyway, the FBI has all that evidence. All right? Now, if you're a pedophile in the United States of fucking America, they got you. You going. You that's federal. You're in a bad way. Okay? Well, why ain't they in jail? Why ain't they all scooped up? They got the evidence. I mean, you know, damn. If you're CGI and that kind of bullshit, you're pretty good. Child porn ought to be your thing. Because you don't have to have any kids to do it. That's a hoot nanny, you see. But instead, nobody's been arrested. And nobody's opened the file. They don't even want to open the book. And the prosecution says, why are we not opening up the black books to see who's who? If we're accusing this woman of doing all this shit, and all we have proof that all this happened to all these, and these are the people who participated. Come on now, why aren't we laying this out?
Well, we'll have to see about it. Well, we'll have to. Well, yeah, we'll consider it. Well, we may have to have a few Jane Does. We'll have a few Jane Does to work this out. It'll probably be okay. It might be okay, but we're not sure.
So the prosecution is trying to get more out? That's been reported.
Got books full of it. And they can't, now they're scared to put Ghislaine Maxwell up on the stand, because she's going to start singing like a bee.
Why would she? Just to drag everybody down on behalf of Jeff?
Fuck yeah. She'd come up and tell who paid her money to get them a certain little shiksa.
Yeah. So do you like to predict that it will come out, or the FBI will win?
Oh, no, we don't care. That just becomes a grand, elusive distraction. We have draconian whale problems, Bob. That's where we should focus our interest right now.
Which we should be discussing, Bob, yes.
Well, Nick thinks it's all about him.
Well, everybody knows that can't be the case here, Bob.
Okay, are you ready, Nick, to stand forward, take this shit fucking guilt, and probably be hung because you
Let's
caused
do it,
it,
Bob. Let's do it, Bob.
Why do you want to suicide
make
yourself?
Sure, make sure, you just need to make sure that you're not on the list, too. Because, see, here's where it's going to get fun.
Who, me? I'm on the fucking list. I was the original pederast in the Mali Island north of Malta. You remember that part? Remember that stuff, Bert? Remember me? Had the best parties in the time of the Roman Empire?
We were talking about the Draconian Wild, Bob.
Remember that? It was a weird mall.
Weird island.
Yeah, north of Malta. And it had a name similar to Malta, Molly or something, or Mella. I can't remember. It's in my notes. But I was the original pervert resort for witch people.
Okay. See, that's the good news. Because Bob will admit to everything.
That's the good news. It's the good news that Bob was in charge at the beginning. I was responsible with the job.
And then he has the garish, balls-ass jizz to come in and say, how can you change history? We're not sure how you can change history. It's kind of like,
the cult's going to bring in the real history, the correct history. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Okay. Virgins for everybody, even if they are 4 years old.
Virgins for everybody.
So now, Spurs fans, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about Kamala Harris and the President of the United States, Joseph Biden, beefing at every goddamn occasion? And they're inseparable. But they won't even stand next to each other. What are we going to do about that? High-hatting each other. And, ooh, they won't even, they won't even, they won't, they, it's bad. It's going to be bad. Something may happen. I don't know.
Yeah, Peggy Noonan, and she was Nixon's speechwriter. She's a major mainstream columnist. She wrote a column today about how she pretends everything's cool and just says, okay, Kamala, get your act together. Act responsible. So she's just asking Kamala to fix up her image. Is that all we have to do?
Well, The View's trying really hard, and they're not having much success with it.
they're trying to make her acceptable, The View?
Yeah, they're trying to boast Bidenist get up there and says, y'all, the media could do a much better job of helping support my campaign. And then Joy Behar, Bear, Bowie, whatever her fucking name is this week, keeps changing. She starts talking about how people are not recognizing the significant benefits that Joe Biden's administration has brought to the United States and fucked up America.
I think they said the other day that he had the greatest jobless claims or something.
Yeah, and it was just astounding what he was getting away with.
So why are Whoopi and I guess Joy, they're the old standbys, do they know about Disney and all this stuff, or they're just naive?
Oh, they know. Whoopi knows. Whoopi's in the suit. You smoke as much dope as Whoopi Goldberg, the people talk, you know. That stuff will lay it down. It'll drop your tongue. It'll drop your tongue. It'll lay down. It'll do things.
Yeah, I posted that Jack Palance footage.
She can roll a blunt with her tongue.
I posted the Jack Palance footage when he won the Oscars in 73 or so, and at the end of a speech he did the one-arm push-ups. That's a famous scene. Uh-huh. But I noticed when he came out to get the Oscar, I think it was Whoopi gave him one. So Whoopi's been around a long time. Long enough to be part of this Jane Fonda establishment.
Yeah, but I think she was she's probably paid for some of it, and she's certainly, remember, she's the one that was standing up for Ted Danson, remember?
Yes. Was he bad?
Her, yeah.
Was she on that? She wasn't on that show, though. Cheers.
No.
But she stood up for Ted. What? So she was used to covering up the establishment.
Well, hell, look what she did, tried to do. Well, now, here's what she did for, what was it, America's Dad, Bill Crosby? No, that's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. No, Bill Cosby. Yeah. Mr.
Cosby
Huxtable.
Just posted. Cosby, it was a new name. And this Cosby says, Barbara definitely knew about Clinton, says Cosby, who we haven't ever heard from before.
Uh-huh.
Nice how these new people drop in. I guess he's going to replace
him. They call this, this what was on, name your new pub, Bob, the Dew Drop In. D-E-W,
yeah.
Drop In, Dew Drop In.
I like that. Yeah, the Dew Drop In. Mm-hmm. So what question you raised, Bert, about the Biden-Kamala problem? Nothing. You don't care.
No, okay. Ian, that's being public, but I've seen headlines where I've seen headlines where they say, well, they're going to try to promote Kamala to run in 2022.
Oh, that'd be the best. That's the Republicans that are saying that, honey.
Yeah. But then other
they would probably say they would fund her fucking campaign. They would fund her campaign. They would say, George Soros, you've done enough. Step away. We got this one. We're going to put this bitch at the top of the list. We ain't going to have no primary. Ain't don't even worry about it. We got this. We got this. Ted Pimper, Ted Cruz would give up one of his children if he could have her on the ballot.
I don't know where Kamala Harris
on the ballot?
Oh, yeah. They would love
Why?
That.
Why?
Because her ratings are the only thing, she's the only thing worse than Biden's ratings are
Oh, hers. You mean on the Democrats' ballot, not on his team.
Yeah. That would help them. Right. But the whole...
Hey, Bert, just before you say that, what is Maggie forgetting? Key fact here about QAnon.
You asking me, Bob?
Yeah. Everybody should remember...
QAnon is a reverb or after effect or something of ion. That's what QAnon was.
So they say, QAnon knew that. Well, QAnon was an after effect of ion, so ion created QAnon. Let's remember that.
Yeah.
And you notice that ion said that he was forced off of the media. He wasn't with me and Carolyn, but he said that the B1 alien gang wouldn't allow ion to speak in 2017 to 2019. That's how they got in. Do you remember that? Did you hear that?
Yes.
And that's when QAnon. So that would explain why ION created QAnon to have a way of expressing, and the B-1s not knowing it was Ion.
Well, Bob, don't even worry about that anymore. Junior's Cheesecake in New York City, they're having a run because of the cream cheese shortage, and so they're canceling fucking Christmas. I want you to know that. Junior's Cheesecake. Well, you know.
I never celebrated Christmas. It's more locked out.
You
Bob
didn't
Rule
celebrate.
Stuff.
You did not celebrate Christmas, but you did celebrate Junior's fucking cheesecake. You just don't remember it.
I don't remember it. But no, Bert, that's another aspect of locked out Bob Rule. Everybody has to live like Bob. Well, Bob never celebrated Christmas. Now there's going to be no Christmas. It's Bob Rule. What else do I not
instead
do
of,
that's going to happen?
Instead of Merry Fucking Christmas, there's just being Merry Fucking. There's being Merry Fucking.
Al, well, so how did they stop Ion from talking for 2 years? You have an answer for that, Ion?
Yes. The tech body was invading.
Yeah, I know, but why did you back off? Why was a threat to you?
That's the part of us.
No. Oh, yeah, you're invading us. You're invading ourselves.
We didn't know who was going to win. Still don't know who's going to win in every case.
So,
power is blasting through this radiator. You can believe that.
So, Maggie, admit it, Maggie, you forgot that QAnon was Ion. Yeah, Al declares victory. Bob wins.
Bob pulled it out of the fire at the last second. Bob, is that Al or AI? Which is it?
No, it's Al.
AI.
It's Al.
Why can't it be AI? How do you know?
Because it's not dotted. It's not dotted. It's an L.
What if you do capital? Well, if it's capital, why didn't it have an L? Why didn't it have a tail on it?
It doesn't have L's, a tail on it.
Capital L's have a slant on the bottom.
Yeah, trust the AI. Capital. The old broken down AI have a lousy phone.
Oh,
you can't make out what he's saying.
Now he does it.
Bob wins the
game. Yeah.
Bob wins the game.
Oh, God, you tickled his clitoris.
What state is Governor Whitmer, who's going to commit suicide? What state is she representing? Is she Wisconsin?
Minnesota, don't you know?
Right. So that's not Gene's state. Gene is Wisconsin, but it's close to Minnesota.
Gene's in a state of denial.
Yeah, that's what we heard. You said the little bird that hit the window was in a state of denial. What was he denying? Yeah. The bird. Denying reality. What reality? He was denied that he caught into the window, broke his neck. He just stood there, refusing to fall over.
He was denying being his dinner.
Now, I don't see Maggie posting anything. Come on, Maggie. Look at poor Cider Somerset trying to be a Bob. He says he hates Christmas.
Well, quit working. You ain't going to get your pension. Go ahead and quit. Call it a day. You don't have to worry about Christmas. Take Christmas off.
So nobody's taking on Ion's problem. What are we going to do about Kamala and Biden?
Bob will hire you if you show up. If you'll type on the chat line, Bob will hire you. You make good money. Bob loves hiring people.
Why doesn't anybody deal with it?
I don't know why Maggie hasn't got on the payroll. Why is she being such a bitch? She can get on the payroll. She never rent money. It's crazy.
Well, she can't stop reading all kinds of shit every day. She couldn't just focus on Ion stuff.
So Ion, this Kamala and Biden feud, is that a distraction as well? Or is it going to come to a result?
Everything is.
Yeah.
Because every time, here's the problem. We see these different things, and they're glaring, and they're obvious, and they're, oh, my Jesus fucking God, what the hell is next?
And everybody else says, oh, well, it's just, and then they don't even, then they move on to the next TikTok. scanning up. And then I say, La Paloma Loma, the move magic on. And they get a little jig, and they see a little nipple, and just see the nipple outline and that thing, or see somebody, they got the new, what are those kind of pants that you put on that are like skin tight, leotards? Are what do you call them? Leggings. They're like leggings. And then you can see the outline, almost see the cervix in most of the females that are showing off these pants. They got it to tell, but you can almost see all of the uterus is completely exposed. All of it. And the outline is all that. But most of the cervix, you can just make out the third ring, you know, when you line the cervix up just perfectly like that. You can almost see that. So that's very titillating, to pardon the phrase. And so they got that going on. So who the fuck gives a care about a man, Kamala, and a dead guy, Biden, whose face changes more than nasty Pelosi's? If you get to looking at him, it's the most hysterical thing. Apparently, nobody's watching anything. Because if you watched anything, you'd say, where the fuck is this? Now he's got this new building where he's in the presidency. And there's no windows. Well, there are windows, but they got little etchings on it that says Made in Korea, the little plastic windows that are showing, supposed to be looking like something. I mean, it's the craziest thing. Now he's having some kind of civil defense, economic something for him, telling everybody that all they got to do is get vaccinated. And that all world peace will work. And then somebody jumps on him about what's wrong with America. He says, man, we got to kill the virus in the whole wide world. What? We can't just cure it here. We can't just cure it in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We got to cure it in the whole wide world or it ain't going to work. We can fuck Scranton, Pennsylvania. Bunch of no good motherfuckers. They weren't worth a damn. They should have already died. That's what's wrong with me. Too many people around here. And ain't none of them paying their taxes. So now, if you don't make $400,000 a year, you're probably going to die. You're probably not going to make it because the release not going to last very long. You see, we're pumping money to death, but it ain't going to last long. Just saying.
Yeah, you're going on, well, Kamala's a man, like Michelle Obama.
Yeah. No, just saying, he always said he's got a dick. We don't know what he is. He can present himself any way he wants to.
Michelle has a dick.
But now here... Yeah,
does Kamala have a dick? What? Why are you saying Kamala's man? Does she have a dick?
She does. And guess who her main squeeze was?
Who?
Montel Williams. That ought to tell you something. That ought to tell you something. We take a little trip on the wild side. Just saying. She slept, and Mr. Brown. Don't forget Mr. Brown.
Right, Willie Brown.
She slept her way to the bottom instead of the top.
So
I
how
guess
many
Mr.
children?
Brown did. Maybe it was.
Ian, how many children did Zappa have?
Who? Why are you talking about Zappa? We're not talking about Zappa who?
How many children did Frank Zappa have? Come on.
Dead people rarely give birth to children, Bob. Dead people rarely do.
No, while he was alive.
Who cares? Zweeby, Zwayback, Dooley, Tony, Nine, Tony, Windziller. We had Divot, we had Con Divot, and we had Mooney, and Pooney, and Looney. It was nine, Tony. And two miscarriages, but he didn't mean that. And then there were several of them children that the girlfriend swallowed.
Several million.
Just saying.
Well, so we just let Ian run the show for the last half hour, or Does somebody have to answer your question?
Yeah, I ain't running nothing. We're going to the fucking beach. Y'all ain't got nothing out of this. This may not be the place for y'all if you're going to go like that. Maybe. You don't know what we want to see. We're just getting ready. We have to get pimped up. Now, Bob, you can't fall asleep today. Now, you got to stay on point because this is your part of the show coming up. And you got to be for that. Somebody's got to be the referee. Somebody's got to be the referee. So we don't want no bloodshed now. We don't want no bloodshed. We want to beef it out. Let him beef it out. And then, Tony, you get ready down there. You can throw some draconian water on them if they catch on fire. That'd be good. Throw some water
on
them.
Okay, I opened the vent to Madeline. Had her hand up four times.
Yeah.
Four times. Hey, darling.
Hi, Ion. So about the history. So with all these interlocking aliens and everything, I mean, it seems to me, and I'm saying how it seems so you can correct me, that the history won't be settled ever, will it?
Uh-uh. It won't be settled. Right. Because here's the rub. You have to take history, like ancient history, and you start finding out that all these different things invaded the earth long ago, and it got so bad that God had to cause a flood to get rid of the angels, aliens, mixing with the humans. Because this whole thing, you forget what this entire thing is about. The only reason they are humans on this planet is to prove that humans are God.
Yeah.
They would choose God on their own free will. And they took all to have their power, and they know they're powerful. But all that's taken away from them, and then they still come back to their place as God. That's what the whole thing's for. That's what this whole earth is for. It's just a spaceship. It's just a life is but a stage, Maggie. Life is but a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you understand, Maggie? The more sophisticated view is the reason there is particular nouns and all these categories that now are merging in the hive experience, the printing press caused that. That's what the printing press, they caused the Dark Age by naming genders and races and all these nouns, which now don't have a force after the book is gone. We're left with the afterimage.
They don't have a force?
No, the book is not constitutive anymore. So the book is an afterimage that wealth is created from. All the old categories is the content of the electronic free hive we live in, and people argue over book issues. And that creates wealth, which wealth is money, which comes from the printing press. So it's the printing press that's feeding on itself that causes this confusion.
So, and that's why when you go to the house of real repute, the game to play is Free Willy. That's what Bob just said. That was your short version. See, ours was more concise and to the point.
Well, who's Free Willy? That's a game, isn't it?
Please address all your correspondence and questions to the suggestion box, and we'll get to them as soon as we can.
Who's Free Willy?
Put it in the suggestion box, Bob. We'll help you.
Anybody know who Free Willy is?
What do you put out at the House of Ill Repute, Bob?
What do you what?
You're Willy,
out.
Bob.
What do you pull out at the House of Ill Repute, Bob?
Oh, the Willy. Yeah, that's Willy. So Free Willy is what?
Uh-huh. And that's what you do at the House of Ill Repute. And that's what happened in the Gutenberg Galaxy.
The Gutenberg Galaxy made the Free Willy dominant.
No, made it available.
Well, I guess that's true.
Damn, he must be ready for a nap. He's starting to agree right out of the chute. No.
Do you understand, Maggie? This is how you have a sophisticated view of what's going on.
P.S. Eliot had a completely different view, and he was really smart, and y'all obviously are not, so that's all I got to say about that.
Who had a completely different view?
We're starting to. T.S. Eliot.
Yeah. No, you get that, Maggie. The printing press, its legacy, is what creates language and categories, the Aristotelian reality.
Oh, Maggie, Bob's going to go on for a bunch of bullshit. We got something important to tell you. This is important. We had a solution to your problem. Here we go. This is an actual case. of a man who was playing with a boomerang. Okay? He threw the boomerang, and the boomerang did what a boomerang does, came back full circle and knocked him in the head, knocked him out. Okay? Well, it was a terrible, terrible thing that happened. So what he did was he sued himself for hitting himself in the head with a boomerang for a whole lot of money, and the insurance paid.
Brilliant.
So that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. That's what we're hoping Jesse Smollett does, too. Become a victim of his own crime. Because he's going to be a victim now. Pretty good.
Ion, the spaceship. So you have said that the Earth is going to be destroyed. But
well, when we're done with it, it's kind of like used buses. What do they do with used buses? But burn them. You know, what do you do with a used bus? Or a used condominium. What good is a used condominium? Yuck. It's terrible.
Okay, so the destruction is after it makes the trip to Andromeda.
Hell yeah, y'all don't want to ride on no broke down piece of shit. Who wants to ride in some broke up something? Pete sake.
The Earth is the rocket.
Yes.
The Earth turns into the rocket.
That's right. I know that, Bob.
And when you get there, then they'll toss it aside like a tin can. Just phew. It's going to be a mess, though.
Now, I thought at one point, maybe I'm wrong. I think I might be wrong now that you're saying this, that you said the Earth
ascending. As long as you just keep, all you have to do is just keep talking. Just keep talking. It'll be okay. Bob's wrong all the time, but he'll never admit it.
In other words, I should shut up. All right.
No. We didn't say that at all, baby. He's not even mad at you this week. he's doing all right. This week, so that's good.
Did you say that the Earth was also ascending at one point?
It was. It's changing. It's morphing into the spaceship. It's gloriously rising like cream to the top. And have you had are you sick and tired of watching Bob Dole's funerals on the TV yet? It's still going on, even now, a week later. It's terrible.
Oh, really? No, I haven't watched anything at all. But, that seems
but
to should. Be a Mandela effect.
But it's been
effect.
All Bob Dole all the time. We've seen her go ahead.
Didn't Bob Dole die many years ago? Seems
time. No. He's had enough funerals to die a dozen times because he had one in Kansas. He had one in laid in state. Oh, the Congress drug him into the Capitol and he lied to Congress. Yeah.
Now why?
They put it on the thing. They put on the thing that he was lying in state. He was lying in state. And they didn't say repose. They didn't say lying. They said he was lying to Congress. So they going to impeach a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Dead people can get impeached. He was lying in state.
Why are they making such an enormous deal out of him right now?
Because he's a second cousin on his mama's side to Kev in Kansas.
Yeah, that explains it.
Kev's important. I mean, does it?
Who?
Yeah. And
cousin to who?
Kev,
who?
Kevin. Kev. In
Kansas. Kev, right. Kev. So who laid in state? Bob Dole, when was that?
He lied in state. Mm-hmm.
When?
He lied. One day this week when everybody was in the rotunda is lying in state. They drug him in there and they spoke some shit over him and then drug his ass out. And then they went to the cathedral. They drug his ass in there. They didn't raise him from the dead. And then they went on a little further. And then they went a little further. And then, and then Joe Biden. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. And then Joe Biden, he's so precious. He was making a little speech over Bob Dole. And he was reading his little thing. And then he left up for a minute. And then he went to the rest of it. He said, end of message. He was reading the thing that's supposed to tell him to stop reading. And he said, and the final words were, end of message.
Yeah, I did see that. Now, why is Ion...
Hysterical.
Why is Ion making such a big deal out of Bob
Somebody has catfished. Somebody has catfished the president now. That's what's happened here. Somebody done put a main joke on this country. It's hysterical now. And people just don't even look, don't even notice it. And then, you know, how many people, how many pictures have you seen in the rotunda? That's like one of the most photographed places. Remember the riot? Remember the riot? They showed all this footage. Okay, now here lays the Abraham Lincoln dossier or ducat or what do they call it, a caisson or whatever. Where they stole the dead people, the thing, the cage they put the thing on. You know, like in P.T. Barnum's thing, when anything would die, they'd put it in a bucket and lay it out there so you could look at it. But he was lying in state. They put him in there, and they had his top camera shooting down. And you're like, oh, okay, that's a little new. But it's like, oh, okay, maybe they got something. Then you look at this floor. It's the ugliest goddamn floor you've ever seen in your living life. It looks like limestone. It's the craziest thing ever. That is the most polished, smooth floor. You look at the riot going through the very same room. It's slick as owl shit.
Where is this place? What are you describing?
The Capitol. The Capitol.
So you're saying that the smooth floor of the Capitol didn't get muffled by the riot?
No, they're saying, no, it didn't. It was perfect during the riot. But they have a funeral where he's lying in state, and it looks like it's like come out of somebody's barn. I mean, there's barns.
Sounds like Ion is
look at it.
Pointing out that it's not the real rotunda.
I see.
Correct. That is correct, because they can't go in there.
Why can't they go in? Oh, yeah, because it's empty. So that brings us to...
The fence.
The what? The events?
The fence.
Yeah, the fence. Yeah, what's his name? Richard, the citizen journalist. He finally has a post on I Am Bob. I haven't watched it yet. But
wow!
It looks like
he's going to get up there as high as Aunt Polly and Pitiful Pearl, Bob.
Look, there it is. Look. Let's see what he's...
Good morning.
Look.
It is
look.
10.
Can you...
Listen.
7:20 in the morning. You know, I see these guys everywhere blowing off sidewalks. Contractor trucks, as I've told you all the time. This is Freedom Plaza, by the way. Just went to one of my favorite spots. Pratt got a frittata. Only $4, which is not too bad. And this is it right here. Anyway, this has been here for a couple of years, and they got 5 cash registers inside. And they used to have 5 cashiers at this time of day to ring up customers. And you can even see in the display case, they have very little. It's really good food. It's like organic and... blah, blah, blah. But anyway, this is Pennsylvania Avenue right here. 13th, the White House is right here. That's 15th Street, right? Which, by the way, they've repaved 15th Street. They're taking away all the parking meters and turning into bike lanes. This is what's happening across the country in terms of cities. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, what I see in the cities is I see police, low-paid employees, empty buildings, and contractors. That is what's making up the population of the cities right now. So they've got contractors that are still remodeling and stuff. It just reminds me, or I wonder what it all means, because that's what's happening. So we think towards how, and rulers, right? So you have the rulers at the White House, and you have the rulers which are right down here at the Capitol, all protected by these guys. And then you have no really civilians around. What you have people are guarding doors, low-paid employees, all the high-paid people are gone, and you just wonder what's going to unfold and how this continues and what's going to continue to happen and how does any of it make sense in a republic. But anyway, guys, that's the latest here. I got a little bit of a cold still, but to check out Washington for you, keeping you up to date with what's happening.
So, Ion, he's detecting nobody there. That's the alien-dominated...
Right.
Washington, D.C.
Correct.
So who are the few people that are walking around? He called
aliens.
Them contractors.
Okay, aliens.
They're aliens.
Some of them.
So it's happening in cities. Is this the cities versus the states. The cities are empty. But they're run by aliens.
They're all being segregated by the Democrats. See, the trick is the blue. If they're blue, they're fucked. And so if you want to go, everybody wants to defend the Democrats, but nobody wants to live there.
Yeah. Right. So you're saying
like,
the city.
How you going to fight so hard to get something straightened out that you ruin? Because now they got it to where you can't even walk through New York City anymore, let alone live there.
What, because of the crime?
Crime. That and the last parking space was $100 an hour to park if you can find one.
So you're saying that the blue Democrat cities are occupied not by aliens, that's only Washington, or they are occupied by aliens, Pentagon aliens?
It's a mixture and it's a driver. They're driving those cities into the ground.
Well, what's the point? Why
the
why
aliens
are, these,
are driving?
Yeah, the Pentagon aliens. The Pentagon.
Yeah.
A2. I think that's A2. Uh-huh. So why are they doing this? What is the goal of the Pentagon? Are they trying to protect their world from the B2 aliens coming?
That's where all the tall buildings are, Bob.
In the cities. And what's the advantage of that?
It's easier to have. Do you remember the little thing that blowed up that you could be having right now? They call them dirigibles.
Yeah. Yeah, the humanity. Yeah, the humanity.
They were.
Remember, that's the 40s, 1937.
Yeah. They did. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
The Hindenburg burned up or blowed up or something. That makes a good docking station. The tall building.
The buildings are, you mean on the roofs for the vehicles?
Like in Fringe,
yeah, or at
Bob.
Least the, like in Fringe.
What'd you say, Maggie?
Like in Fringe. Remember? They had the world with the dirigibles and all the tall buildings.
Yeah, right. But the practical, you're saying the tall buildings are the modern dirigibles.
No, they're the dockers. They're the ports to land the dirigibles.
Oh, and the dirigibles are the alien vehicles.
Correct.
They're not big balloons like the 30s.
No, they're not big balloons. They don't need that. But it's just a lot easier to pop it off there and have that space.
Right. I mean, it's not noticed as much. So the cities are being... Now, what the Pentagon aliens are doing this to prepare themselves, steal themselves, they say... for the new aliens, the B2 aliens, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all a reaction.
And that's why. What did you say? Dutiful Dodge, is that the name? The guy that did the ticky tack, the thing that you put on Iron and Bob. What is his name?
Richard, the citizen journalist.
Oh, Dooley. Yeah, Dooley. That's what Dooley was saying, that they was taking the parking meters out. Because there ain't going to be nobody driving no goddamn cars there. You ain't going to need no parking meter. There ain't going to be no trouble parking because the ones that's going to be there ain't going to be bothered.
So, Richard, he started wondering about the empty cities around January, and he's been documenting this, and so he's the expert on noticing what the hell's going on in the cities.
Dooley better be careful, because when he starts doing too much on that, he's going to come to a quick, rude awakening.
You're calling him Dooley. Richard Citizen Journalist, you're calling Dooley.
Correct. Because if you write too often, they end up like you, Bob, on the outskirts.
I am. What do the contractors think? Who are working on all this stuff?
Most of them are aliens. Most of them are aliens.
Okay.
Look at them. No. Look at... No. Get some footage. Don't care from where. You're good at this. Get some footage and find the one that's got a picture of a face you can see.
Mm.
They're always turning their head. They're always under the hat. They're always under some bullshit.
That's right. They're always looking away.
They're always under some tarpaulin somewhere doing God knows what. But, you know, I don't know.
Tarpaulin. Always digging up sewer pits.
But they don't call it a mosh pit for nothing, Bob. They go, hey, instead of draining the lizard, they're draining the swamp.
So, but that's a good point. They're always looking away. And with alien sensitivities, they know how to move out of the human camera's vision, right? They're like flies.
They can move before you get them. They don't care about humans. Humans are nothing. They're a non sequitur. Humans don't matter. They're trying to stay away from the tech body. The tech body's the only thing that can fuck them up. Because the tech body can do them in. Ask Jeffrey Epstein.
Right, but are you saying they're looking away and the human looks and they can't see the face, but the tech body could catch their face?
And that's what they're being very careful about. Being very careful.
But we don't see that. Only the tech body sees them moving their face away.
Correct. Per se.
Yeah. The human just never catches them. Like a fly. It's hard to catch a fly because they feel you coming.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, stop. We can't talk about that on Monday now. You're going to get a throat off right there.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about taking aspirin call of the week.
And we're going to talk about the new birth control. You know what the new birth control is? The new birth control is no ass at all.
No acetol. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I answered Bill. He said, "We end this hour, Bob." I said, "Yes." So 4 minutes left.
Tell Bill, we ended 2 hours ago, and you want a refund? It's too expensive now.
There's a guy.
One more cheeseburger and one more angel flight to the hospital, and it'll do us all in. That's all we can do, Bob. That's all we can do.
Is that Barrington Nevitt? Barrington writes, "What part of technological evolution allows people to categorize?" I answered literacy. Now, does he acknowledge this? He doesn't.
Not literacy.
I answered
it's
your fucking question,
literacy.
Barrington. You won't acknowledge
it? Literacy. It's not literacy. It's lunacy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, Barrington, would you politely acknowledge that I answered your question?
Is that Berenstein or Berenstein? We get confused.
Barrington.
Stun. That Barrington? Oh, okay.
No, T-O-N.
I have a quick thing. Ion, will you please tell Bob that I knew Q was you from pretty much day one?
Yeah, and you're the protagonist in an antagonistic sort of way. You're with us to the end until you're not. So, you know.
You walked into that one, Peggy.
And that's okay. Because you're right. And you did. You asked that early on and sort of settled it early on. It wasn't long after Pam Wall was around, for the God's sake.
No, the first person in my consciousness to ask about why is QAnon similar to Ion, that was Michael of South Africa.
Oh.
He called it right away. I didn't even know what he was talking about, but in retrospect.
Oh, you mean Kimmy.
No, Michael. Michael,
Kimmy.
What is Michael's last name? Bloom?
Brown.
Kimmy?
Brown. Now, if he's listening, do you remember that, Nick? He said, Bob, this QAnon sounds like Ion. And he asked if I agreed, and I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think so.
I do very well, Bob.
Yeah. And then eventually Ion admitted that they were, it was an extension of them, and probably Maggie dominated the QAnon stuff later, because Michael wasn't posting that much about it. He just noticed the pattern at the beginning.
He was glad to have electricity to do anything.
Yeah.
I blew up my life because of it, Bob.
Yes, and you lost friends.
It was because, and that was very early on in 2017, or late in 2017.
Yeah, you were telling everybody all about it at your friends' places, and they got mad at you.
But, Bob, it was because I knew it was Ion. It was too, A, I got zapped, and B, it just, there were so many parallels, and it was when Ion was gone. And
yeah.
I'm like, they're not gone, they're here, they're cute.
Right, but
Gene also did it, Bob. Gene was there too. She mentioned QAnon and Ion and the Lynx.
Yeah, poor Todd. We missed him.
Hey, y'all, it's Sam Wall. That's what it's Sam Wall.